Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Monday, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, the start of a new week. What could make me more excited?
Good to see you, Tommy Little.
Thanks. I've got something that might make you even more excited. You know I'm going to Mexico later in the week. That is your gorgeous girl.
My daughter's come to work today. Yeah. This could be a tricky hour.
Well, I don't know who's going to get more distracted, Evie or me, because she's so cute.
Do you want to say hi, Evie? Say hi.
Hi.
Oh. Hey, I'm going to Mexico later in the week.
You are?
Yeah. So,
gosh, that's going to be good for you, isn't it?
I feel like you are
going to tear up Mexico.
Well, I've got a... There's an issue that I've got bringing into it, and that is... I've got something that I need listeners to help me with. It's a big decision that I need to make before I get this rig out in the sun.
Oh, I thought you were going there to work.
I am.
Why are you working topless? Well, or is that what you're going to do?
I haven't told you about the nature of the work partaking.
That's going up soon. So is R&B Friday's live tickets, R&B Q&A. It is back.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, you always abuse me. Well, not abuse me. That's probably too strong a word. You mock me. Mock me for my past, my history, my childhood.
I don't mock you. What I do is I repaint an accurate picture of what was a very sad upbringing.
It wasn't a sad upbringing.
I'm sorry, I've started again.
Upbringing.
You had a childhood that sounds amazing, but you weren't allowed to do things like...
I wasn't allowed to do anything, okay? I spent my weekends out marinating on the quarry with my swamp family.
Well, the one that really broke my heart that made me realise this was when you had all your friends over and you weren't allowed to play because you had to do your homework. And I think they got to play in the pool.
Yeah, I watched them play in the pool as I did my Year 12 study. No, it was just tough parenting. And I will now do the same with my children.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
But it made me feel so much better when I discovered that our producer, Sonda, had a sadder childhood than I did. And I want to celebrate that.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Now, Sonda, I had restrictions about what I could watch on TV growing up. My mum let me watch 90210 because she thought it was a factual representation of what teenagers were up to. She said, you can watch that because you need to learn what kids are up to these days. And I was like, you've never watched 90210.
Or even seen a picture of the cast because they're all like 35 pretending to be 15
years old. Anyway, that was one of the only shows I was allowed to watch.
Yeah.
What were you allowed to watch growing up?
Yeah, you were lucky you could watch anything. I didn't have a TV.
Oh.
We need the dun, dun, dun. You didn't have a TV.
No TV.
And this isn't like, because now I feel like kids would hear that and they'll be like, oh, that's sweet. You still had your smartphone, you had your iPad, you had all these things. And you're like, no, I had an abacus.
Yeah, well, I would, Carrie, you asked me what I did for fun. I would play cards. Solitaire.
Yeah. And you misheard the question. it was, what do you do for fun?
Seriously, though, like, but what do you mean? You can't play cards all day. What else did you do?
Well, I went to school and I had friends, so I'd go to their house.
And watch TV at their house? Can we please watch TV? Please.
Yeah. I made, this is embarrassing, but I babysat some kids and I made them watch Babba, and they were way too old for Babba, but I've never seen it. I think it's aimed at like 5-year-olds.
Oh, it's a cartoon?
Yeah. It's a cartoon elephant, and I was about 13 or 14 watching Babba, and I'm going bright red as I tell you this.
Well, when you first said Babba, I thought it was like an ABBA tribute thing, and I was like, that's just as sad, but for a whole different reason.
No, it's a show for kids, and I'd go, guys, we should all sit in front of the TV and spend time together. They were like, shouldn't we be outside playing?
Or watching something more age appropriate. Yeah.
The elephants.
Yeah.
All the elephants. I remember. Oh, and so would the parents get home and you'd be like, oh, the kids are mad for Babba.
Yeah, exactly.
Hang on, they hate Babba.
Did you grow up in a big family? What was your family set up?
No, so it was just me.
You're the only child? So you didn't even have siblings to play with?
No, I've got older siblings and younger siblings, but they're 20 years apart. So it was just me.
Oh my God, this is breaking my heart.
By myself.
With no TV.
TV, no siblings. But what's amazing about that is you've come out of it with, I think you've got some of the best social skills of someone I've ever met.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Hold on. I've met Sonda 5 times and I met her when we started doing the show and she said, hi, I'm Sonda.
That's because she was intimidated and nervous when she actually gets going.
Okay.
She's great.
Okay.
But what I want to know is it's obviously worked out fine for you.
Yeah.
And you're a mum-to-be.
Yes, I am.
We're allowed to say that?
Yeah, we are.
Yes, yes.
You're a my husband knows.
What did you think when you said we're allowed to say that? What were you worried about?
Might be family, you haven't told us.
Oh, like, she's about to pop.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, I don't know.
Oh, not quite.
I don't understand how a woman's body works, okay? Are you going to enforce the same type of rules?
No.
Your...
Okay. No, because I reckon every parent-to-be looks at people who use an iPad to distract their kids and thinks, I'm going to be so much better than that. And then you have a kid and then you're like, just watch the iPad. Yeah. Aren't you? Isn't that what you do?
Mine's watching the iPad right now.
TV's useful.
Okay, great. So what do you want to do with this?
I want to talk to people, I was going to say that had sad childhoods, but that's really depressing. Let's just do, what did you miss out on as a kid?
Great. In brackets.
Sad.
Numbers 131060. What did you miss out on as a kid?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060. Love to know right now, what did you miss out on as a kid?
I grew up in the swamp family, so I didn't get a chance to do much. Mm. We've just discovered that Sonda, our producer here, didn't have TV as a child or siblings around her age. So she just hung out on her own playing cards.
Her and you know how much fun cards are by yourself. so we are doing what did you miss out on as a kid?
I didn't and then think in about brackets, it like that.
Sad childhood.
Yeah, because it's not even just that she was playing cards. It was that she was playing
cards
on her own.
Don't bog down in it, mate. You'll depress everybody. Benny, what did you miss out on as a kid?
Hey, guys, having a no TV is pretty sad, but I reckon I could top that. I actually had a really healthy mum, and she wouldn't let us have any junk food whatsoever. So no chocolate, chips, anything like that. But it didn't just affect us kids. It also affected Dad as well because she wouldn't let him have anything either and he always wanted it as well. So, that was something that we really missed out on as a kid.
Do you know what, Ben? My family was quite similar. It won't surprise you. The Swamp family didn't have a lot of junk. And my stepdad used to sneak down in the middle of the night and I'd hear the light go on. I'd pop out there and he'd be next to the freezer eating ice cream at 2 o'clock in the morning because Mum had such strict rules.
Yeah. Did Dad have a secret stash, Ben?
No, well, actually, one time Mum went away and Dad actually goes, all right, you kids, don't tell Mum, but here's some chocolate for you all. probably the stupidest thing he could have done because we all got pretty high for that night as well. But, that did sort of happen.
Thanks, Benny. Got Casey on the Gold Coast. Casey, how sad was your childhood?
Yeah, look, guys, I grew up with a really just family and they were super strict on music, so for like most of my childhood I was only allowed to listen to specific music like Christian rock. Like, I don't even know if I've ever heard the band, like Switchfoot was pretty much all I listened to for a really long time. So when I was 13, my friend finally showed me Michael Jackson and it blew my mind.
That's like the opposite of religious music, isn't it?
Yeah. What were you into? What was the band called?
It was called Switchfoot. Like, that was probably my main favourite.
The reason?
Do you know what's sad is I relate to all of these callers. Casey, I also grew up in a religious family and I listened to a lot of Christian music as well.
Is there a cool Christian band?
I quite liked some of the bands back then. You've got to see that Hillsongs is like number one half the time on iTunes. Like,
absolutely.
Religious music can be pretty cool.
There is a theory behind that is that they don't... like pirate music, so they're the only people still buying music.
Right, the Christians.
Because
the music's good.
And so apparently they're the only musicians making money these days, because if you want to make your money, get into the Christian market because they will buy your music.
Okay.
As opposed to everyone else who's like, what's on Pirate Bay, bro? I'll take that. Right. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know what Pirate Bay is.
Yes, you do.
I actually don't.
You do.
I don't. I buy my music, Tommy, because I'm a goody two-shoes who grew up in a Christian family that lived around a swamp. Kirsty in Adelaide. Kirsty, what did you miss out on as a kid?
So I never got to have any pets at all. So I always wanted a dog. So what I used to do I used to put...
This is going to be sorry, Kirsty. I'm so. This is going to be the like saddest thing. This is going to be like I painted eyes on a rock or something, and then took it to the park with a leash on it. Kirsty, sorry. Okay, go on.
So I used to put a pair of underwear with a tail on my brother, and just like carry him around and pretend he was my pet dog.
Did you make him crawl around on the floor?
I can't. I don't know.
On all fours.
Oh,
around the house, outside.
Was he older or younger?
Younger brother.
I mean, Kirsty,
we'll tolerate it.
If you think you had a sad childhood, spare a thought for your brother who got walked around.
He's currently in counselling.
Saying when I was little, my sister used to make me.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland. I had a pretty full-on life growing up. It was a full-on world living with mentally ill, drug and alcohol addicted parents, constantly moving, sometimes to good places, sometimes not. There were very crazy times, hard times and funny times too. I even wrote a book about it, my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl. It's been a few years since the book came out and now my mum is sober. She's finally read the book and she has some thoughts about it. The first is that most of my memoir is a lie. Now is our time to talk it out, and we're doing it in a podcast. Mum says my memoir is a lie. Listen at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
R&B Fridays Live, it is happening very soon. Ooh. And right now, we're giving away tickets.
Get ready to party!
Frontier Touring and the Hit Network present R&B Fridays Live 2017. This October with Craig David, Neo, Sean Paul and many more.
Oh yeah.
R&B Q&A.
So much fun.
Oh, back. I missed it.
Yeah, I know. Same.
I really like that little jingle.
Well, it's back and we're going to give away some tickets to the winner. We have two listeners on the line, both from Sydney. Mitch, g'day.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. Carly, a gorgeous woman, g'day.
Hello. How's it going?
Pretty great.
So who thinks they know their R&B better?
Oh, dear. Yeah, I think I'm pretty well-versed in the R&B.
Well-versed.
Yeah. I don't know. You've got tough competition here.
Oh, a bit of trash talking from Carly.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, guys, it's very easy. We ask a question. You buzz in with your name. It is best out of three. If you get it wrong, it does go to the other person.
All right, let's kick this off. I've got the first question. You ready?
Ready.
Yep. Which R&B group sings this? That's a hard one. We could have played one of their hits at least.
Oh.
Was this one of their hits?
No.
Okay, how about we stop? I'll help you out. Which R&B song group sings this? Don't let go. You have the right to lose control. Don't let go. Running in and out my life.
In and out my life.
It's got me so confused.
Got me so confused.
I can't do any better than that.
That was pretty good, I thought.
No idea.
Okay, what about we do this? I'll give you, it's two words. I'll give you the first word and then buzz in if you think you know the second word. First word is N.
Mitch.
Go, Mitch.
From memory, they're called, is it En Vogue?
Yay! Yay!
Very good, Mitch.
Do you have that song I was singing,
guys? I remember my sister listening to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This song, yeah, see?
Yeah, it's tune.
So many amazing songs.
So, Mitch, you're up one zip, which means if you get the next question right, these tickets are yours.
Yes.
All right. Neo collaborated with two people on this single. Name one of them.
Carly.
Go, Carly.
Pitbull.
Oh,
bang. Okay.
Oh, this one's going to go so quickly, this last answer. I can just tell. You guys ready? You got to be right on the buzzer with your names.
Yep.
Whoever wins this gets the tickets. Name this Craig David hit.
Carly.
Yes, Carly.
Walking Away.
Yay! Yay! Well done, Carly. We'll see you there, babe.
Good job.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Congratulations. That is two tickets to our R&B Fridays live concerts. Well done, guys. Thanks for playing, Mitch. Great man.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, I have a long night ahead of me.
Why?
Because it's Ollie's birthday tomorrow and I haven't made a cake and I've made a rod for my own back because ever since he was born, I've really gone all out and made a cake. But he's not having a birthday party this year, so I kind of forgot about the cake bit, but he's going to expect one and I haven't got an idea.
Now, I've got vague memories of seeing cakes that you've made before. You make really good cakes, don't you?
Well, I love making cakes and I think I do a bloody good job for someone that's not a cake maker, but they don't look like the way if you've got a professional person. I mean, they look like the bunged up version of a plane or the bunged up version of a car.
No, this one.
That was Evie's last year.
This is a
Wiggles car.
Mate, this is great.
So I used the same cake tin. So when Ollie was two, I made him a car cake. And then it was weird because I never thought I'd use again. I kept trying to give it to other friends that had boys. Yep. And then she loves the Wiggles. And I was like, I'll use the same car tin for her second birthday 7 years later. And I made her a Wiggles cake. And then last year I made him a plane, that Qantas plane, because he loves
it. I remember, you know what's sad? I saw that.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like an endorsement. I was like,
I was getting paid to make plane cakes.
Because it's been paid. This is shameless. No. Dressing a commercial up as a kid's birthday cake. Oh my
God. Hashtag sponsor.
Yeah.
I asked him whether he wanted a plane cake because he was having a big party with all of his friends from school.
Yeah.
And I said, what airline? And he said, Qantas. So.
I mean, that's a kid with expensive taste and I love it. This Wiggles cake, though, this is great, mate. You've even got a badge on the front. You've got all the Wiggles in there, and then you've got a badge on the front. Is that like a pre-made badge? Like, do you buy that Wiggles badge or have you made that?
No, that's me writing that.
That's really good.
The only one that's been really bad was his first birthday. And look, I was so tired and I hadn't been sleeping. I made him a monkey because he used to go all the time. And everyone for the whole, oh my God, your koala's so cute. I'm like, it's not a koala, it's a monkey. And by the end of it, I was so shitty. It's a freaking monkey. And then they pointed out that I hadn't put a tail on it. That's why I looked like a koala. Anyway, I need an idea for this year. And it's not, he's not having a big party, so it doesn't need to be like, I don't know, maybe it does need to be good.
You know,
I wish I hadn't.
I feel like even if you think it's bad, it's going to be pretty good. My sister is amazing at making cakes.
Which maybe she can make one.
Well, you know what you could do? She did this one the last time that I thought was awesome. And I think in the realms of cake making, it wouldn't be that hard. I wouldn't be able to do it. In the realms of cake making, you'd be able to whip it up in a second. So it was a Lego cake. Right.
Oh, he loves Lego.
Yeah, great. So what she did was she made like it's a solid kind of block.
Yeah.
Right. But then peeled into it almost like it was exposed at points around the bottom and in chunks. Like it had peeled away. There was Lego bricks painted behind it. And then she got all these Lego
men. Was that cake
men.
That you could eat?
Yeah, it was all cake. So she did that in
the
icing.
Did she make a multi-flavoured cake? I can't do that.
No. Just coloured the icing. So you know how you've like coloured that. So she did a top layer of icing.
Yep.
And then peeled away bits of it and then like
a and
like
then put a yellow brick, and a blue.
Yeah. Oh. And then got all actual Lego men, those Wiggles, and put it all over it. And so it looked like they'd built this cake out of Lego. It was so cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe that's what I'll do.
You're welcome.
Because you know why I make them? My mum used to make me cakes growing up from the Woman's Weekly Cookbook.
Yeah.
Right? And I said to my mum the other day, why did you do it? She said, mother's guilt. And I said, what do you mean? Yeah. And she said, I work so much that I was like, I will make her a damn good cake and she'll remember that. And now I think when I do it, that's the reason I do it.
And I bet you remind him of it all the time.
I do. That's the one thing I've got over him.
Well, you keep going, how good was that cake?
It'll be like December and his birthday's in September and I'll be like, remember that cake I made you?
Sorry, son. I was an hour late to pick you up from sports today, but remember that car I made you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, gosh, and we're nearly off to LA, because
very exciting.
It's very
exciting. I need to pack, actually.
What are you going to pack?
Are
you a big packer?
It's summer, isn't it?
Over there?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
So I don't need much.
Yeah.
Oh, that excites me greatly.
LA
I'm so
weather
sick of it being cold.
Is pretty amazing all the time.
Well, you just think of palm trees and blue skies.
Don't you? And isn't it a bit stressful going into LA? Because we have to be LA. Do you know what I mean?
Do we?
How
do I have to be LA?
Oh, you got to get some Bowie done.
Oh,
for
do
sure.
I?
A bit of Botox.
Okay. Get my lips done.
Maybe get the lips done.
Yep. Okay.
I'm thinking of new boobs.
Amazing. They look great on you, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A lot of people say you don't need that. You're a man.
No,
and I say,
yes.
Sister's got to do what sister's got to do, right?
Equality, mate.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. Might just get one done, meet in the middle. There is an actual problem that I have going in. Something that I've debated for a long time and I used to do and then my ex-girlfriend hated and I stopped.
Okay.
And now I do again.
Foreplay?
I'll just say it. What do Peter Andre, Chris Hemsworth, and my 10-year-old nephew all have in common?
I was going to say hot, but then that got weird. Actually, Peter Andre, he's still hot.
That's why you never buzz in too early. That makes you look like a real creep.
Peter Andre, Chris Hemsworth, and your 10-year-old. Well, I haven't seen your 10-year-old nephew.
Hairless chests.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Yes,
and
that's true.
I have a middling amount of hair on my chest. My theory is if you've got no hair on your chest, great. If you've got a hairy chest, great. I have a
somewhere
middling amount.
Right. Can I see?
Yeah, of course. See?
Oh, that's quite a lot. That's not a middling amount. That's, you don't reckon that's a middling amount? You're heading towards a bloody Greek father.
No. I reckon it's like, you know, when a 20-year-old dude stops shaving and he's like, that's a beard. And you're like, that's not a beard.
That's so much more than I thought you'd have.
Oh, really?
Well, then I imagine you. I just imagine you to be hairless.
Well, hopefully if my plan goes to fruition, I will be hairless because I really want to just get rid of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's very LA.
Like laser.
I don't want it irreversible. I don't want to be one of those weird dudes who's like 80.
I've done it. And then,
yeah, but that's,
not on
you're
my chest.
A woman. I always did think your chest was rather hairless. I thought, oh, Gary's been waxing again. Okay.
Oh, no, go laser.
No, I don't want it irreversible. Okay. I always make bad decisions. Okay. And the rug will be back
in.
Hold
on, your
whole
body is covered in tats, but sure.
No, that's why I haven't learned from that. A lot of girls I ask are like, no, don't shave your chest.
I don't shave, though, because then it grows back and it'll be itchy.
But I'll clipper it, I reckon.
Well, it's just so neat, neaten it up.
Mm. You know, like what Buzz does to his downstairs, I'll do to my chest.
Oh, you know what? I just realised something. Like Buzz came to Carrie's Cuts. Why don't you come to Carrie's Cuts and I'll clipper it for you?
Carrie's Cuts, the chest edition. Isn't this great, right? Here's what I need to know, though, because I keep pitching it to people. Do you like a hairless chest?
Yes, I do.
I think so. Okay, Buzzola, what do you think?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm doing this mainly for you. So
yes, shave it all off, Tommy.
Oh, I don't know. It depends. Like, it depends on the man. I think you need it off, but if you were more of a manly you could have it.
Because Carrie hasn't had some business in a while and you want another customer through the door.
I just mean I think you would suit no hair because you're not hairy anywhere else. Your arms aren't hairy. You don't even have a lot of hair in your head.
I want to put it to the people, right? Because a lot of people have been telling me no, and I thought if I'm going to do this, I need to make sure it's the right decision.
Okay.
And so we've been asking this question a lot on this show, and I thought, why not ask it one more time? Buzz.
To poo or not to poo? To text or not to text?
To
shave
or not to
shave? I mean, that is the big question. And on 131060, I'd love to know, for a guy, or for me in particular, to shave or not to shave?
Oh, it's a big question.
Isn't
it? You can answer the other couple too. It's still open.
131060, should Tommy shave or not to shave? We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
131060, to shave or not to shave, Tommy?
Or we could do Secret Sam, what's this noise?
Mm. Poor Buzz has still got PTSD from when you had him in Carrie's Cuts.
I'm still wearing a hat like 2 weeks later.
Oh, I did a great job, mate. If you hadn't freaked out so much, I would have done a better job.
I agree, because I reckon you're very good at your job.
Tell me, if you come to Carrie's Cuts, are you going to be a bit more of a cool customer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, good.
Ash from Sydney. Ash, you legend. Should I shave my chest or not?
Definitely.
Really? Mm. You prefer a bloke with a shaved chest?
Well, I've been there and it's just what everyone does.
You've been where?
Oh, you've been to LA.
She said you've been there, meaning with you. I was like,
well, chances are I knew this was going to happen.
One day someone was going to call
in. One day. And welcome to the very non-exclusive club. I'm so sorry.
Actually, I forgot that. You're not just asking to shave or not to shave.
Oh, it's for LA.
Australia.
Yeah.
For LA.
I don't care here.
Yeah, right.
You know, it doesn't really matter here, but LA.
All right, well, let's ask James. He's a fellow man. Yeah. James, to shave or not to shave?
Definitely you don't shave.
You don't? At all. And you are a hirsute man? Are you a hairy man, James?
I am a hairy man. I gave it a shot once. To get rid of it, just to see if I could go back and mate ingrown hairs.
Not sexy. And that's not sexy.
But Carrie's Cuts operates with a clipper system rather than a razor shave. So ingrowns are not going to be a worry. I mean,
you might have chunks, though, of scabs from where I've cut you.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably in LA. They're probably seeing some kind of weird vampire facial thing.
Hot.
Your scars are hot, aren't they?
We've got Bree from the Gold Coast, and the Goldie's a bit like LA.
Oh, it is.
If Bree says to do it, I reckon there's your woman. That's your sign.
Yeah. Bree, what do you reckon, to shave or not to shave?
You've got to do it. You have to shave. It's so much hotter than a hairy chest.
Is it? Because you can see the rig better? Is that why?
Yes. Yeah. I agree 100%. You've just got to do it.
What if the rig's a bit of a mess?
I was going to say, how are you feeling about your rig? Because you'll be exposing yourself.
I've suddenly thought maybe I should get some more hair.
A full carpet. All right, Bree said yes. Ash said yes. I mean, you go in there. You want the ladies. So I reckon you take the ladies' advice.
I don't know, though. It's LA. Maybe you dabble in a few men over there. I feel like the whole sexuality being fluid thing's very LA. Let's turn the lights off in a room and see who we touch kind of stuff.
Is that what's happening on this trip? I might need to pack some more stuff.
I'm so sorry that I didn't tell you earlier. Pack more stuff.
Maybe I need to take my other thing that makes
me sound. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, that is us done.
Oh, don't get nervous, but big day tomorrow.
Yes, the people have spoken, because you mean Ollie's birthday, right?
No, I meant Carrie's cut's going to shave your hair.
It is a weird tradition that we have every Ollie's birthday I shave my chest, but sure.
Hey, also happening tomorrow, R&B Fridays Live, head to hit.com.au. Hamish Andy in next. See you tomorrow.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on radio app or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.